Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Hello, food fam. This is the Walk and Talk podcast, and I'm your host, Carl Fiadini. We are podcasting on-site at Ibis Images Studios, where food photography comes alive. Get with John Hernandez. Check him out at ibisimages.com. All right, so today's episode is brought to you by Citrus America, a company that is revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed citrus juice. Their mission is simple: to help their customers develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste to their clientele, and enjoy healthy profits from citrus juicing. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions that deliver on their commitment to taste, hygiene, and efficiency. Their customers range from small individual cafes, bakeries, and restaurants to the largest, best-known names in the grocery and hotel industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com. All right, so Jeffrey Schlissel, my man, how the hell are you? Shush. Talk about the chicken and dumplings. Like, let's just get into that, because really, that's all that counts right now.
You mean not the third time is a charm?
Third time is a charm. It took me a while to get through that.
Well, you've been gone for a little bit, you know? You got to get back on the saddle again.
You ain't lying. That is the truth.
You got to think, the last time we did this, it was shooting Dirty Dash for White Claw, which we're actually having some of their drinks.
Yes, we are indeed. I am actually having the Wild Cherry.
The peach is peachy.
Totally peachy.
Yes.
Peach keen.
Yeah, yes. Throwback from the back in the day.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So talk to you about chicken and dumplings, bro.
You know, getting something like chicken, right, it's not spectacular. It's not sexy. It's chicken. It's a yard bird, as everybody calls it. But to do something with chicken thigh meat, because you were like, hey, I want to challenge you. I'm like, oh, okay. I love this game. So you said, hey, what can you do? And originally I was thinking maybe doing, I think I didn't go that way because we couldn't do it, would be the chicken cordon bleu.
Yeah,
that wouldn't have worked out for the thigh meat. I mean, I could have, but it would have been a little more difficult than what I was thinking of. So I'm glad I switched gears into the chicken and dumplings.
I kind of am too.
Yeah, because you know what? Something about chicken and dumplings for me, it warms your soul.
Yeah, this food is, it's a spirits food.
Yeah, it's comfort.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like Meemaw just kind of hugging you and as a kid and just bringing you in after you've like bumped your knee and they you know, give you a thing of ice and a little bit of whatever.
I'm not a Meemaw sayer. I was always just grandma, but I embrace Meemaw though.
Yeah. I embraced it because my buddy Denny introduced me to his Meemaw who used to make cathead biscuits. And she actually did the recipe. She was 95 when I met her and she literally walked down to the root cellar. And she's like, Danny, you need to take him down to the root cellar. And I'm like, what the heck is a root cellar? Being from Florida, you don't even know. Being in Appalachian, you do. It's called a root cellar where they stop, you know, they have a cellar of all their pickled and jams and all that stuff. Literally walked downstairs. I'm like, this is really cool. Went back upstairs and Meemaw had finished the biscuits. And why we're talking about biscuits is because if you take biscuits, instead of baking them and steam them, you got dumplings. And that's exactly what we had today is we had this wonderful, you know, chicken stock and fortified that and with the thigh meat chicken, and we kind of smoked it first, giving that a little more complexity than just chicken thigh meat. And then adding that layer of cream of sherry onto it brings it a whole nother level. But I think what really was my experiment today was bought black garlic. And black garlic is just amazing, you know, spice, and it brings some sweetness and complexity. And to make black garlic, normally it's like a 3-week, 4-week process of just putting it into a rice cooker and letting it cook down and ferment. And, you know, day in, day, you check it and stuff. Or you go to Restaurant Depot or somewhere else who supplies it and you pick up a bag yourself.
Yeah, you just buy it.
Yeah, that's much easier.
Yeah, who has time for that?
Not me.
Yeah.
But the flavor complex and the flavor profile is just amazing for it.
Well, so how we got to this was at Peninsula Food Service, where, you know, obviously it's a protein distributor here in Central Florida, which everyone should know about. I mean, if you're a chef or an F&B, you know, purchasing and whatnot, you know, check out Peninsula Food Service. So we had an extra case.
Yep.
You know, the chicken thighs on hand. So I said, you know what? And I thought about you. I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna get this.
And we'll see if I can stump them.
And well, I mean, chicken is chicken, man.
Right.
You know,
But
this is fantastic. And the photography.
Even better.
I don't know if it's better or worse. I mean, the photography is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And the food profile, the flavor profile of those dumplings, man, it's stupid.
Thanks.
Stupid. Yeah. You know, the good stupid, not the bad.
Right. And again, it's like John, when I sent him the recipe originally, because you know, I wanted to make it for his wife because she's gluten free and she has other issues. So we plant-based as well. And all it is just swapping out the flour for gluten flour, not plant-based or non-plant-based with plant-based butter or cream. Mm. But it's so ridiculously easy. I mean, we have Caitlin who's in the house helping out and she's doing some videos and I'm like, it's like 20 minutes total. It's 15 minutes of cook and 10 minutes of, or 5 minutes of prep.
Yeah. There wasn't much to it. What were the ingredients? Well, but you do things a little bit different.
Yeah.
Though. It's not traditional. I mean, this is Southern, Southern,
Floridian.
Yeah. Inspired or whatever. Yeah. What did you do?
So it has, high gluten flour in it, has baking soda, baking powder, salt. I use smoked salt because I want to get a layer of a little more complexity than just regular kosher salt. You can do sugar too. I use organic sugar or coconut sugar. I don't use like the plain process, like no offense to Florida Crystals. I want to use organic sugar so it's less processed. And then you then layer in the actual dumping mix, what you want. You could do anything. I mean, you could even take the powdered sriracha and put it in there or lemongrass, black garlic. So you can add an Asian twist or you can go totally Korean and have some kimchi in there, or gochujang or gochurang. You can do Thai influence. There's so many different avenues that you can put inside the actual dumping itself to make the flavor profile of the dumpling. Every time you hit the dumpling might be a different flavor than the actual sauce or the gravy or the soup that you're doing. I don't want to get into the whole thing, the sauce and the gravy thing.
Well, I mean, but you were able to detect the layers, you know, between,
you know, if you took a bite and you had the chicken, the dumpling, some peas on there, plus you have that sherry that was, you know, in the, you know, that was in there as well.
Yeah. You know where the sherry came from? It's in a restaurant you and I both know. It's on 17th Street Causeway in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
It's the one that used to be by the aquarium, Ocean World. Then it became a Culinary Institute.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale Culinary.
Yeah, for sure.
Bimini Twist. No, not Bimini Twist. Bimini Boatyard.
Boathouse.
That, when they used to serve their conch chowder, they used to bring you a side of cream of sherry, and you would hit the conch chowder that was the red base Bohemian style. There was something when you hit that cream of sherry in there that it leveled to the nth degree that just was like, I got to have this in a lot of different things.
That was a cool place. I remember when they built it.
Yep.
We used to do some business there too. Is it still around?
Yeah, it's still there. The old GM, his brother was a famous guitarist.
No kidding.
Yeah. Stevie Vaughn.
No way.
Yeah. Ray Vaughn was the GM.
How come I don't remember that?
Yeah.
I feel like I should know that.
He was a great guy. I was in the culinary industry. So every time I could get out to go, my dad and I used to go over there. The other place we used to go to was Southport Raw Bar, which is, you know, that's been around for flipping years. I think 50, 60 years.
It's a long time.
Yeah, that's a staple down there in Fort Lauderdale. But again, that's where I got the whole idea of using that cream of sherry. And then because of that oakiness and the way they fortify that wine, it adds layers to it. But when you're adding that layer, and you've noticed how I cooked, it went from taking the butter and making what's called niçoise, which is the almond flavor that we got. And then once it hit that almond or that popcorn, as you said,
yeah,
adding in the flavor of their flour rather, and then mixing the flour, letting it cook. So then what happens is the gluten activates. Once you hit it with the liquid, then you start building.
But your flour, you had something in there, right? You had a mix in there? Something.
Yeah, the flour that I had everything. I had all my mise en place ready to go. And mise en place means everything where it needs to be. And a lot of people think cooking is this long and tedious thing. There are aspects of cooking.
It is.
Yeah, there are aspects. Mole is one I will definitely say is probably the longest sauce that I make. It's 23 to 25 steps. It could take me a good hour to do that.
I'm looking for just one step. Then that's me sitting down and eating. You know what I mean?
You had it here today. I made everything in one step.
Correct.
And you ate.
I ate it, yeah. Regardless of the steps it takes for you, it's one step.
Right.
It's really just fork to mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
But once you start with the butter, you put in the garlic, and then you build from there, you end up building the same layers and flavor. When you have, and here's a trick, pro tip. If you're sauteing something and you're going to have to add dry herbs to it, hit it with the oil as you're sauteing.
When?
Right at the beginning, unless you're going to have to cook for a long period of time, so you don't want to burn those herbs. If it's a quick saute, you're going to know what we call sweat. Sweat means that you're just getting a little bit of cook and then you add through it, like when you're sweating the onions. If you hit your herbs, then what will happen is you infuse the oil with the herb blend. So every spoonful of sugar, I call it the spoonful of yumminess, you're going to have that yumminess in every single layer. And that's one of the things that's key for me. And I've learned that over a period of time working with different cultures and different cuisines. Like, why do you do that? I was always the guy that would sit there and go, why is 2 + 2 = 4? I wanted to know the intricacies. Why do you put the butter, then this, then that? Why does it have to be these steps?
See, but you always struck me as the 2 + 2 = 3.
Yeah, usually.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I like to break it and rebuild, as you know, with the show.
Right. But you know what's delicious? Speaking of, delicious, this wild cherry with the vodka soda from Mike Law?
Did you try it with what she did? She said you make a old-fashioned and then, like, do a floater on top?
No.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, we're going to do more of these and we'll be able to experiment.
Well, Ashley's listening, so.
Ashley, if you're hearing this.
Wherever you are,
let's make it happen. You hear me?
Okay. Not only that, we need to bring food into it, like a peach marinated pork.
Right, Yeah. Now we're talking, and that's a whole nother deal. And, you know, what we're doing with Chef Jefferson Schlissel, of the Hollywood Schlissels, is we're expanding him into what we're doing here within the whole, you know, walk and talk sphere ecosystem, if you will. So when we start filming some of your episodes, I think we should totally bring.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the peach, I mean, even the pineapple with even doing something, a whole tri-tip, smoking a whole tri-tip, and then putting like a pineapple black bean relish on top with that pineapples. I see your eyes are like, can we do it today?
Well, you know what I'm doing? Every time my eyes go back and forth, I'm
visualizing.
I'm bringing in a flavor from memory.
Right.
And I'm doing my mental tasting.
Well, and that's funny because that's how people always ask me. My wife always says, don't you taste your food? I'm like, yeah, I taste components of it, but I can't taste your steak going out to your table.
Right.
Because you're going to be like, why is there a piece missing?
Well, not only that, but don't touch my food.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
so most of the chefs, what we do, and I call it like the matrix, we kind of see the stuff coming down and trickling. Okay, this is the flavor profile of a tri-tip or a steak or whatever. What goes well with it? And we start pairing it down. And I'll give you for an example, you know, Marvin had, he wants to do a cooking thing. And I was trying to think of, does watermelon go with avocado? Just a thought. Cause I was trying to think how I can do different things with avocado and feta and do a salad. Mm-hmm. So I opened up, this is a great book. Another pro tip, Flavor Matrix is one of these books that scientifically looks at the science behind why and how we smell food, taste food, and if it will, they go together. And they broke it down. And sure enough, melons and avocados go well together. So when I do the pressed content that I'm going to do for him, his is going to be more of a salad. But what I want to do for like a picture is going to be compressed with layers of like feta, watermelon. And I'm going to have some kimchi, a little smoke, something, and brulee the avocado.
One day, just for my own, for me, because, and I might have told you this story before, but years ago when I was single, there was nothing in my refrigerator, but I had a couple of pork chops and grapes, right? There was like no food in my refrigerator. I had some, you know, condiments and things like that, but I was starving. I was like, man, you know what? All right, I'm going to have to do something here. So I butterflied the pork chops and I took the grapes and I just kind of smashed them in my fingers, threw them in the frying pan. Threw them in the frying pan. I put some syrup, whatever, some little spices that I had in there, and I sauteed it, and it was awesome. And I stuffed it in, you know, I cooked the chops, whatever. Mm-hmm. I stuffed it in there, and dude, that was like,
how could it be wrong?
It was amazing. Yeah. But you know, as it turns out, because I've told that story before, and somebody said, well, you know, that's Italian. It's like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, it is. I looked it up, and there was some sort of cuisine from way back when. It turns out that it's kind of where my family's from.
Oh.
The area. So maybe, you know, it was
DNA,
the whispers of the,
of your ancestors,
of the ancestors. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny cause, I was doing some research and I don't remember where I saw it. They were doing like, roasted grapes and brie canapes and they blistered the grapes. Oh my God. They were fantastic.
So I would like you to recreate that.
The pork chop.
Maybe we can do like a little pasta, you know, and have that,
what kind though? Like what's your go-to pasta? And for me, it depends on the meal. Like, what am I eating?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of it, it's always Ricky's, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Always Ricky's.
I love Bucatini.
I love them all. Yeah. But when it comes down to, like you said, like, what's your go-to at home, it's always Rigatoni.
Well, it's like you're going to have pappardelle. Mm. You're going to have, like, meat because it's a fat, wide noodle.
Well, you can do a lot with the Rigatoni, though. You can put that with down there, anything.
Well, you can stuff them, too.
Yeah. Well, that's too much work. It's
for you.
I'm not that. Right. I mean, if I see something like that, like
right on the menu.
Oh, look here on the menu. It says this stuff. I'll have that. Yeah. I'll do it. Yeah, for sure.
For me, it'd be great as an appetizer to have like little rotonis and you have stuff it with whatever cheese, mascarpone or something like that. And have a little lamb in there.
Love my, you know what? I am a fat ass, right? So I get the mascarpone and I just get sugar and I just kind of drizzle the top and I eat it like right out of
there.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. When we were in Detroit this past week, we ate at a restaurant we had to go to twice. It was that good. It was Lebanese. And again, you look at food and you look at why food is the way it is.
Did you ever meet Joseph, our good friend over at Molina?
Oh, yeah.
You met him?
Yeah. Remember, he gave us the little oil that has the spice in it. We talked about the olive smelling. It was over at the Carroll Hotel.
No. That's Dino.
Oh, Dino. That's right. Dino. I never met Joseph.
Dino's also from Molina. Yeah. Dino's an awesome dude. Joseph is Lebanese.
Oh.
Cool cat. You know, we should do something with him too with this.
chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Yeah, but that the Sammy over at Sahara over in Dearborn, Michigan, we're going to have him on the show. His garlic sauce, hands down, some of the best stuff I've ever had.
There's actually, so right now, I think there's almost a backlog of people we need to get on the show.
Yeah, Jeremy Abbey is one of them. I'm going to be working with him next month.
I'm thinking there's about a dozen.
If not more.
We need to get cracking here.
Well, your schedule kind of opened up now, so we can do it. Sorry. I gotta tell the way it is.
True story. Yeah, I mean, it's true.
Yeah, but you know, we'll have fun doing it. I mean, everybody's like waiting. Manny, the one I just worked with over in Detroit.
If the algorithm and Google is picking up on the vocal, the voice, and the whole thing and words, McLaren.
Yeah, that's a big one.
McLaren.
Team McLaren did a great job.
Team McLaren. So talk about that.
Yeah. So my buddy out of California called me up. He's like, hey, would you like to do some work with me again? And it's been about 3 years that we worked together over at our other job, the big conglomerate. And I was like, heck yeah, man. I definitely want to go out and work with you. I want to dance in the kitchen with you. And he showed me pictures of this 53-foot. Yeah. It's a 53-foot trailer. And part of it's like an office and part of it's a storage facility. And then the back one quarter of it is a kitchen. It's two rationales, four or five refrigerators and then a six burner stove. And that was it. And we pumped out food for about 850 people in 4 days. Mm. And the last 2 days that's hell. That was pure hell. It was breakfast, lunch and snacks for 165 people times three times two.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. And people don't realize when you're out in a parking lot, because that's where we were, it's called Human Matrix Services right off Franklin and Jefferson. So we were at literally turn one. Funny thing is I'm on the plane and I'm talking to this girl and she's like, what were you in there for? And I was like, oh, we're Detroit. One of our drivers plays third. One of them plays fourth. And the guy next to me on my left goes, you cook for McLaren. I was stunned. I was like, did you see us? How did you know? And he goes, you mentioned your guys. They were three and four. I'm like, oh, and you are? He goes, oh, my name is so-and-so and I do the audio visual for NBC Sports for F1. I'm like, nice to meet you.
So cool.
Yeah. I mean, what are the irony behind it? Like, here's the dude that actually did the video, was talking about it. He's like, yeah, the catering scene is just unbelievable. And that's a facet I never knew, that chefs, every racing team has their own chef that cooks.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because back in, that would have been like, maybe 03, 04.
Mind the Grand Prix you were telling me about,
yeah,
right?
They did it. It was in downtown Miami and I was selling produce to the Audi team Audi. And it was cool, so cool, man, because first of all, Chef walked me all behind the scenes. I got to see the cars and, you know, they were doing some practice runs or whatever. And we were out on the golf cart right on the other side.
As it was going, right?
Yeah. Oh, man, that was like, that's one of my best memories and experiences in the food world because, and I think it was like a week, maybe it was a week or something like that, but dude, they spent like $6,000 or $7,000.
I can tell you one of our drops from the major one.
I'm talking about eight. Veg. Just on veg.
And ours was $8,000.
Yeah.
Just for the one drop. And forget about going to Costco and get the retail stuff. Sure. That was like probably another $1,000. But I, you know, Mark and Tim and all the guys over at Team McLaren, Steve, the coach, the drivers. I mean, never thought in my life that I'd be sitting in the middle of a parking lot in 90 degree weather. And let me tell you something, those Trans Ams flying by, oh my God, the decibels You would hit over 100 decibels. A plane taking off is 120.
Sounds like my wife.
And you, but the, what's even worse is the echo off the buildings. And even with the door closed, I was talking to my daughter. I'm like, hey, hold on. I opened the door. She's like, oh my God, what is that? And I'm like, that's the cars running. And it would, it was funny because you knew who was in last place because you heard boom, 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 boom. And then it was pause and you're boom. I'm like, oh, last place. Which you don't want to be that guy, but I understand. But the guy was really interesting. They had races going on Saturday and Sunday. A 13-year-old kid won the Trans Am one.
Get out of here.
It's his third time in a row.
No kidding.
13 years old. Because there's no age limit for that particular class. But let me tell you, those guys, those cars, the main event, the Grand Prix, that day was later on in the afternoon. I think it was around 2 o'clock when McLaren and all the other teams went. First lap, they went, started.
Bing.
Boom. And all of a sudden, the guy next to me is like, oh, that guy got a yellow. And I'm like, what happened? What'd he do? He's like, I don't know. It's probably somebody crashed. So literally on the first lap, somebody crashed and they had a caution. So, I mean, these guys do amazing. 200 miles per hour. Ah, there's that music.
Yeah. So listen, what I want to do, I just want to talk a little bit about what's coming up here real fast. So a couple of weeks ago, we did, you were there, we mm-hmm. did the video shoot for White Claw.
Yeah,
that right? was fun. With their new line of the vodka and sodas. So came out awesome. I just published, literally just now, the video, the first video.
That was with Chef Julio behind the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Mixologist. That was the saint, The Dirty Saint.
The Dirty Saint on right. the Dirty Dash.
Yes.
Really cool. So that's the name of our cocktails show, the Dirty Dash Cocktail Hour. And they actually came up with a cool drink called the Dirty Saint. And it's with Wild Cherry by White Claw through their spirits division. Amazing. In fact, we're drinking them right now, you know, just the cans. And really awesome stuff. So if you're out there and you didn't know that White Claw actually produces actual spirits,
not just vodka,
and not just vodka.
We just found out.
Yeah, so check them out. Get on the website and find out where you can get them. I know that right now you can get out to Sally Mar in Midtown Tampa. Have a good time. You're welcome. Yeah, man, just good stuff. Also coming up is I'll bring it up again is Chef Jeffrey over here. Kind of expanding the role a little bit, and we're going to be doing more of these photo shoots, and you're going to have a blog, and you know, we're almost done revamping the website where, you know, you're going to have your own page along with the other restaurant recipe chefs.
You know, here's the thing about that too. I mean, we're going to have recipes to go along with it. So if you want the recipes of the stuff that we're talking about, comment when you see these things. We want to know, give us some feedback. Let us know what we're doing, how we're doing. And if you want the recipe, throw it up there, because guess what? Eventually, we're going to have this whole little library.
That's right. And there's more awesome stuff coming up as well.
You want to tell them what we're going to do after this podcast?
Quick.
Chicken melt. Just think about that. Instead of a patty melt, doing a chicken melt, adding some kimchi, some Gruyere, and some yumminess.
Oh, yeah. Thanks again, Peninsula Food Service, for the chicken. Chicken thighs that we're doing this with. But yeah, man, I mean, I'm super, super excited about kind of where we are and where we're going. I want to get these recipes up there. Like, I want to have that whole situation tied down where, you know, you're going to put your stuff out there and
food stuff.
Food
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the other stuff.
No.
We don't need to see that. Nobody does.
We want listeners and viewers, right?
This is true.
Yeah. We don't want to turn them away.
You know, this is why I get comments, like friends tell me, like, your podcast is hysterical.
It will, because it is.
Well, we say stupid stuff like that.
It totally is. You know, I mean.
Thank God John wasn't in the room. His head would be in his arms and just going
to
shake his head.
So what you don't know is we had access to your bathroom at home.
Oh, that's
and
one.
There's a hidden camera.
Yeah, there's a,
where
thank
you are.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, everyone.
True story. All right. Did you want to kind of run into, so did we talk about all the ingredients in the?
Pretty much. Yeah, man. I mean, there's some spices inside the dumplings too. I did a little poultry spice, some garlic, some sage. You want to, you know, round it, but you can literally listen. A recipe is just a recipe. Nobody's reinventing cuisine. It's been around. Unless we discover a new form of something like Ferdinand Adrian and his brother did, Albert, there's nothing else out there that we can do that's going to be different. Just use your imagination. That's the only thing that's going to stop you.
All right. Well, you know, all right, everybody, we're gonna sign off. Keep a lookout for Chef Michael Calantes from Sasaki. We're going to be doing some big stuff with him, too.
Can't wait.
There's so many cool things.
I can't wait to do the throwdown over at the farm with Marvin. Not the one that he wants to do, but I'm talking about all the chefs from the Walk and Talk. Imagine that.
Man, there's so many things.
The food's going to be ridiculous. I'm going to gain like 70 pounds that day.
I already am. You know, I'm up like 20 pounds plus.
It's not my fault.
It's partly your
fault. Listen, I didn't put your gun to your head. You can stop.
No,
I'm not the one that's feeding you, spoon feeding you.
You are.
No, your hand goes like this.
You're literally handing me.
Thank you, John.
He gives me a
How many helpings did you have?
You're like a dealer. You know, you here, try this.
Well, hello, I am the kingpin of the bacon cartel.
you're my fat dealer. You know what I mean? That's what you are. My calorie dealer. Oh my God. You're terrible.
Thank you. I resemble that.
You're a terrible human. All right. I'll tell you what, it's our first time back in the saddle for
You did good.
A little bit.
You only said fat ass once.
But it's true.
There I said once.
I'm a fat ass.
There, twice.
Yeah.
He didn't cuss, John. Today.
No effing way.
No effing way. Golf clap in the background.
Yes, indeed. All right. Thank you out there, everyone. Check out Peninsula Food Service. Check out Molina International Trading. Check out
White Ibis Claw.
Images. White Claw. Check out the Bacon Cartel. Check it all out. Coming soon, we're waiting for John Hernandez to finish the website.
He's got time.
You know. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does, man. No, he's a busy person.
No, we got to do this más rápido, man.
Más rápido.
Más rápido. All right, we are out. Ha ha, yeah. Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.